Deceased goats became the unexpected key in uncovering a major drug operation in Calhoun County, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah, the Calhoun County Sheriff's Office responded to an animal welfare complaint over the weekend, only to discover four dead goats on the property.
Good God.
What had happened to them? They get in a vat of something? Don't know. What was initially thought to be a simple animal welfare check quickly escalated to a much larger investigation.
Drugs!
You'd be close, Bill. Upon obtaining a search warrant and returning to the property, deputies stumbled upon an illegal marijuana grow operation inside of one of the buildings.
Wow.
Over 140 marijuana plants and various equipment were seized in connection to the case. It remains unclear, if any individuals have been arrested in retaliation for the bust.
Yeah.
Or rather, in relation to the bust.
Yeah. If anybody got caught.
I think the goats, they had too much pot.
Probably.
A funeral was halted in Denmark when relatives noticed that they were mourning the wrong woman.
What? Yeah.
The woman they came to respect had been buried without ceremony several days earlier. The family forced the cemetery to exhume their relative and rebury her.
Yeah.
The second woman was reburied free of charge. You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Time for today's history lesson.
Yeah, the big history lesson.
1952 on this date, the musical Singin' in the Rain premiered in New York City. It's a popular one for a long time. 1970 on this date, the Concorde made its first supersonic flight.
That was something. Yeah.
1973 on this date, The Godfather won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1972. But the star, Marlon Brando, refused to accept the Oscar for Best Actor. And Liza Minnelli won Best Actress for Cabaret.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept this this award. Act like a man. Don't accept the reward. Be tough. I gotta stay home and get fat.
Yeah.
Capiche?
Yeah.
1998, on this date, the Food and Drug Administration approved Viagra for use as a treatment for male impotence. The first pill to be approved for this condition in the United States.
Now there are a couple more, right?
Oh, yeah, there are a bunch. I have no experience with them.
Yeah.
Friend did tell me that he tried it once, and he was engorged for roughly 7 hours.
Good God.
That had to hurt. Oh, Lord, I got to cross my legs.
Yeah.
So, you know, they say after 4 hours you need to seek medical help. What do? Lance.
Yeah, they lance it.
Jeez.
They got to drain it, I guess. I don't know. Could blow apart. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
The Professor Fatso Puny.
Hey, it's a ditty. Don't lance it.
President Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Wow. I'm hurting, man. I'm kind of, talk about lancing. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I think we'll change the subject, okay?
Yeah.
A boy named Sue runs our equipment, plays our music. Things like, you know, that sort of stuff. That was Sue.
Yeah. Sue's a very large man. He could break anybody in two.
Yeah.
Back to our history lesson here. 1999 on this date. Bill Minty of Bridgeport, Connecticut, boiled 6,000 eggs for his neighborhood Easter egg hunt. He did it in 10 minutes.
Wow.
He boiled the eggs inside a mesh bag in a large washing machine at his dry cleaning shop.
Yeah. Nice work.
2004, on this date, an Austrian doctor claimed picking your nose and eating it was one of the best ways to stay healthy.
Gnarly.
The Innsbruck-based lung specialist, Dr. Frederick Bischinger, said people who pick their noses with their fingers are healthy, happier, and probably better in tune with their bodies.
Gnarly.
Yeah, well, I caught hell picking it once.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. She listens, you know. He also said the finger can get to places you can't reach with a handkerchief, and eating the snot strengthens the body's immunity.
So that kid in class who always picked his nose, he's due to survive for longer than anybody.
Oh, perfect health.
Right.
2007, on this date, NFL owners voted to make instant replay a permanent officiating tool. I remember when that was like a hot topic for discussion.
Yeah, can't do that.
2020, on this date, a $2.2 trillion stimulus package, the largest in U.S. history, was signed into law by the president.
Yeah. Donald Trump, I think.
2022, the slap occurred at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, on this very day. So that's been 2 years already.
Yeah.
Will Smith's career hasn't really recovered.
I don't know, man. I loved him till he did that. That was just, you know, because when you saw him get angry, you just knew this is the real Will.
Yeah.
Well, that occurred during the Academy Awards. That was comedian Chris Rock, who made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head, referring to G.I. Jane, the movie with the lead character having, you know, being bald.
Yeah.
Will Smith walked on stage and violently slapped the comedian.
Ow!
After returning to his seat, Smith screamed at Rock not to target his wife with his jokes.
And therefore we saw the real Will Smith.
Exactly. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up.
Oh, wow, it's Mickey Gordon.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio.
Yeah.
Special events today, it's the American Red Cross Giving Day.
Give, give, give.
A whole day for Whole Grain Day.
Yeah.
It's International Whiskey Day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Holy Wednesday, got Easter coming up. Joe Day.
Hey, man, that's cool.
Come on, man. Scribble Day. Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day.
I lost my pickup, but my girl came back.
Mm-hmm. And it's World Theater Day.
Yeah.
Birthdays, not a giant list here.
No kidding.
So we got fashion designer Kendra Scott, 50 years old today. Nathan Fillion, from Castle and Firefly, 53. Mariah Carey, 55 years old today. Pauly Perrette from NCIS, 55. Quentin Tarantino, 60 years old today.
Yeah.
And Michael York from Logan's Run and Romeo and Juliet, 82 years old today. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More news you may not have heard about. Coming up next. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Wacky but true for you. A 24-year-old Canadian tourist was banging on windows, attempting to break into cars near a Nashville, Tennessee Marriott hotel.
Yeah.
Officers arrived, They located the man outside his business and he told them nothing had happened.
Yeah, I didn't do nothing.
The man advised officers that he was waiting for the business to open, so he could buy some fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken.
Officers noticed a large amount of blood coming from the guy's hand. And when he was asked about it, he stated, "I put my hand down a thing and it started bleeding."
A thing?
A thing. Detectives observed bloody handprints on a vehicle that the man had tried breaking into. He was taken into custody for disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and criminal trespassing.
It's done.
That's it. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A UK man showed his friends that the dead can speak.
Right. The dead can speak.
Really? The talk from behind?
Yeah.
Several days after his cremation, friends of the deceased started to receive postcards from heaven. The guy had actually written these things before he punched out.
Yeah.
He wrote to pals, "Wish you were here."
Yeah. Loads of fun.
And he posted his return address as Heavenly Heights. He even sent a note to his doctor saying, "I told you I was ill." Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up. News, entertainment, and stuff. The Mickey Gordon program. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A 21-year-old in the Nashville area tried to open the rear passenger door of a patrol car the other night. Well, two cops were sitting inside.
Let me get this straight. He walked up and he just tried to open the door.
Figured they'd jump in for a ride or something.
Yeah, why not?
When officers felt their patrol car being pulled on, they noticed Owen Michael Keegan.
Owen Keegan. You go, Owen.
They noticed him in their side mirror. Well, when he noticed them, he tried to run away, but he was quickly apprehended.
Yeah.
He showed numerous indicators of inebriation and was giggling in the patrol car's back seat after being arrested, making comments like,
"We chilling now. We going to jail?"
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A man in Spain called the police to report that he'd found an explosive device in a stall of a men's restroom in an office building.
Uh-oh.
The caller described it as a black cylinder object with duct tape and electrical tape on it.
Yeah.
Employees were evacuated immediately.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Then they sent in a robot into the bathroom to investigate. The object was eventually rendered safe by breaking it apart and revealing that there were no powders, liquids, or gels inside. In fact, it was a toilet paper spindle that was broken and had been taped together.
Good golly.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. Mickey Gordon. That's the Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. With Mickey Gordon, Magic Mike Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fetso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024. Internetwork. iNet Radio.